And now it's time for another edition of the award-winning segment, You Are an Ass If, with your host, Junior Miller.
Thank you and welcome once again to You're an Ass If. I want to thank P1 Jim, who's going to hit leadoff for us today. He sent two, and okay. Both are interesting. First one, he says, you're an ass if right at the very beginning of intermission at the Stars game, you try to come down the aisle with your plate of nachos and souvenir beverage, preventing 100 people from going up the aisle to get to the concourse during intermission. So the person that left a little early to beat the rush, do they need to wait once they get their goodies before they clog up the stairway?
Yeah, I think they should. That's a good one that I haven't really thought about before. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
No, it's legal for him to use that stairway too, so
yeah,
use it whenever he wants.
It's going to be a beating for you while you got your nachos in maybe 2 minutes instead of 20. It would be to your advantage just to wait for 100 people to pass you, then so you're not swimming upstream.
Right.
I want to swim upstream.
And troubling them.
It's their fault.
Jim says, also, you're an ass if you stand still on the moving sidewalk at DFW Airport.
Yes.
He says, I don't care if you are making an effort to stand to the right. There is no reason to stand on the moving sidewalk and clog the flow of traffic. If you're so winded or need to scroll Insta, do so before or after the moving sidewalk on the vast concourses. You had the mobility to get to the moving sidewalk, so just keep walking.
What if you're
some
injured?
People have serious mobility issues. So
I'm with him. It makes no sense to me. The moving sidewalk is going so slowly.
Yeah, but I don't mind it if the person just stays to the right. When they stop on the moving sidewalk blocking people that want to walk by, that's the only problem I have.
It bothers me when I see it, even if they're just standing on the right, because they would be going faster walking. The moving sidewalk is not designed to ride. It's designed to speed up your walk, to get you down this really long stretch of concourse faster.
Turbo walking.
Yeah, it's not designed.
You always get the leg jam when you walk off of it. Because you're used to going so fast and then just
right.
Step off onto solid ground and it's weird.
That would be funny to put a little camera up there and watch all the people that trip coming off the moving sidewalk.
Get that little short leg hop.
But yes, I agree with Jim on both of those. All right, P1 Carter, you're an ass if you work at a fast food restaurant, take a drink order, and fill the cup up so much that when you put the lid on it, you get spill lid and drink swamp on the top of the lid. You then proceed to not dump the extra liquid off the top of the lid and hand it to the customer. Then they spill it all over themselves. And when you poke the straw in, more liquid comes flying out.
Yeah, it's always a nervous moment.
He says, leave a little room, damn it.
Yeah, we got to get rid of drink swamp. That is a problem
in everybody's world.
That's a terrible
world.
Thing, yeah.
Okay, here's one from P1 Mark, and I think we've kicked this around before. I know George had an incident kind of like this. He says, question, was I the ass? On a flight back from Italy, the lights had been dimmed, every window was down, but one right behind us. A lady reading a book, she actually took that seat from the middle of the plane when realizing the flight wasn't full, was oblivious to the fact that hers was the only window open. After an hour of silent suffering, I thought, I would do what Gordo would do. I sat up in my seat, turned back at her, and said, ma'am, can I ask you a question? Do you realize your window is the only one up? And I pointed around. She said angrily, would you like me to put it down? That's all you had to say. I said, yes, people are trying to sleep, and that's not even your original seat. She put it down with a huff, and I said, thanks. Of course, I ran over the conversation in my head the rest of the flight and got no sleep. I did ask the flight attendant's opinion on the matter, and she said that she and her coworkers were silently clapping at what I said to the lady, which alleviated some of my guilt. So was I the ass, or was she the ass?
No. She was, but yes, I guess he could have just said, ma'am, I'm sorry, would you mind putting your window down? And he didn't have to do the, I'm going to look around. You're the only...
Well, he didn't say it that way. He said, ma'am, do you realize that you have the only window that's open?
Yeah.
Window shade.
Which got her ticked off. And
no,
then
but see, she's
the
doing...
the tone of the whole thing.
She's doing a little trick here, too. She's going to say, no matter what he said, that was the wrong way to put it, and I would have been fine if you just put it the other thing.
Right.
That's a moving goalpost conversation tactic that people use. They're just annoyed that you called them out on anything.
Right.
And if he had said the other way, she would have said, you know, you could have worded it a different way than that.
Maybe.
Yeah, I think she's the ass because she's the obliviate on that flight. You can't be so in your own world that you don't notice you're the only window open and everybody else is trying to sleep on a 10-hour flight.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're weird about the window shade. I told you that my thing was when the flight attendant just asked everyone as we were landing in Austin when it was 108 outside, please close your window shade so we can keep the plane cool for the next flight. So everybody did it except this one guy ahead of us in the row ahead of us. So I assumed that he may have been handicapable and couldn't get up, so I went over and closed the shade.
Gosh.
He looked back at me and went back over and raised it up as the plane was about to land.
Ugh.
And that's when I said, oh, I'm sorry. This is your airline. Okay, I'm sorry.
So you didn't have to be a smartass.
Yeah, it really kicked me off.
You could have just said to the guy, they requested this, and we're supposed to follow what they request.
Well, what other reason could it be other it's his airline, and he wants the
All
window
right.
up?
See, I realize that I can't even talk to you about this.
He didn't want to do something for somebody else that had a flight 30 minutes later. It's his world.
I'm glad you got over it.
That's pretty gutsy to close it without saying anything, close somebody else's shade.
Yeah.
That's how you roll.
Yeah, that's how I roll, and I was trying to help out the flight attendants. They had a job to do, and this guy...
Oh, you're simping for them.
Too busy having his F-bomb conversation with his goofy friend across the aisle.
Oh, he was an overcusser in public.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I hate the overcussers in public, and I don't know whether that makes me a boomer or what.
I don't get it.
But when I hear somebody just... There'd be a family eating in one booth, and the next booth over has got two guys who are... Just are so cool that they have to cuss every third word.
Yes. I hate that too. All right, this is a good one from P1 Christian. I live in a new construction master planned community, and since moving in 6 years ago, the trees in our section of the neighborhood have grown a good deal, which comes with it the need to trim. As you can imagine, some neighbors have been more prudent than others doing just that. Well, I've got a dog and a 3-year-old boy, which means I go on multiple walks a day, similar route around my section of the neighborhood. On this route, multiple trees are overgrown and have begun to branch out over the sidewalks, so you have to duck under or around them as you're walking on the sidewalk.
Yeah, that's annoying.
Not only is this extremely annoying, but the trees look like crap. After complaining about it daily for the past year plus to my wife on our walks, I finally got fed up and did something about it.
Uh-oh.
While there are multiple culprits, one tree in particular became the bane of my existence. The tree sits on the side yard of a corner lot in a spot that would make you question whether it's the homeowner or HOA's responsibility. The tree has gotten so overgrown that its branches lay down about 2 feet off the ground, span out into the street, and on one side you aren't able to park on that street next to it, and then it covers the sidewalk on the other side. I walk past this tree every day. Finally, I got fed up to the point that I grabbed my loppers and walked down to the tree and chopped down a section of the branches that laid over the sidewalk to provide enough room to walk by without having to duck, leaving the branches under the tree. Come to find out, the neighbor had an outdoor camera that filmed me trimming his tree.
So he looks insane. Yeah. He's out there sawing it off.
The video, along with pictures of me, were posted on the neighborhood Facebook page. Asking for help in identifying me and crying vandalism. His argument was that I should have knocked on his door to complain, and he supposedly... said he had someone scheduled to trim the tree. He says, I call BS on that. And he also said the trees are expensive and that I could have damaged it. My argument was it's been overgrown for years, an eyesore, an inconvenience to the neighbors, and if he cared about the tree, he wouldn't have let it get overgrown.
He's got it right,
but he did it the wrong way.
You got to give the guy a chance to do it himself.
Yeah.
I mean,
I think so.
You can't.
Yeah, you got to stop by and say, "I'm sorry, but
yeah,
I walk by here every day, and this makes it difficult."
Right.
But you'll find this is going to sound weird, but it's true. Most people don't take care of their trees.
Right.
No,
most people
don't.
Just let them go and have no idea.
Yeah.
I don't take care of them.
I thought you asked for the number from my great tree guy. Did you ever call him?
Yeah, because I let them get so bad that they just need to be taken down.
Did he come out?
I haven't called the guy yet, but I'm going to.
He's great.
It's one of these deals where it's like a 100-year-old tree that has now gotten where it's getting dangerous.
Yeah.
And it's going to cost maybe five figures to remove it. And
that just kills
me. Because I love trees so much and they're irreplaceable.
Right.
Particularly when they're just an awesome shade tree that you depend on.
Yeah.
And then you got to pay someone to remove something that you love and you pay that much. Pure labor.
Yes.
There's no upside.
Yeah, that's tough. I have my guy come over. I would say at least every other year, sometimes every year, and trim my trees. I stay on top of it.
Yep.
Okay, that's another edition of You're an Ass If. If you have any examples of you or somebody else being an ass, you can email me, juniormiller@mindspring.com.
Does he still draw the line when he gives you an estimate and then come up with a figure?
You know, we're on such familiar terms now, I don't even ask him for an estimate because he always does me right. I just trust him.
I love that guy.
He's the best.